Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Edition of Soul Fantasy Radio.
Radio, The Honey Suite. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are back at it. We did our first show last week. We did a nice, awesome show yesterday. Shout out to Formal Ray and Chev from Brooklyn representing, holding it down yesterday on a show, The Musically Inclined, every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We had a very good time just talking about every and anything under the sun. Right now, I am ready to do it all over. I am pumped. I'm excited. I'm trying to figure out some stuff, but that's all right. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Whatever is thrown my way, I am definitely ready. I'm on point. And welcome to the show. Tonight, I have been doing a lot of research. I did have a topic for tonight. I've been doing research on it, and I don't think I'm prepared, but I'm prepared. You know what I mean? One of those days, I explained this yesterday. It's just one of those weeks. Like, I got so much to do, I don't have enough to do. You know what I mean? Like, I got so much to do, I haven't had enough to just put it all together in a nice, pretty bow. But that's all right. We're going to have a nice show tonight. I got some music to play. The lines are open. You can call in, state your piece. If you got something you want to get off your chest or you just want to speak on a topic, you could definitely do that. So let me get into what I want to get into. All right, so the topic for today, it was a question that I had asked because I was reflecting. I'm a woman. I'm a black woman in the new millennium. And it was just disheartening to have conversation with some people and to know that women are not appreciated. Not saying in the sense that we're taken for granted. You know, we're just, you know, from the beginning of time to now, this is the argument, you know, when talking to the opposite sex. You know, not everybody think like this, like everybody don't think like I think, but this is just my take on it, and chatting with the opposite sex. And somebody tells you that women or the woman species is the cause of wars and the fact that, you know, the family structure has fallen apart is because of a woman. And, you know, just to hear stuff like that, for them to sit there and tell you that this is a man's world, that's their thing. This is, everything is catered to man. Man run it, man built it. It's a man, man this, a man that. And women, we're just supposed to be sidekicks. Wait, what? That's what I was saying. Wait, sidekicks, yeah. We start off as sidekicks. Then they go back to the whole creation thing that we were made from a man's rib and we're just here to cater to men. We're here to do as men. We're property of a man. Wait, what? I mean, they're dead serious, folks. This is not no half-ass. No, they have this whole philosophy. They even go back to the book of Genesis to prove a point about women and the whole gender thing. And I'm like, where did this mentality come from? It's hard to be a woman, let alone a black woman, let alone a big black woman. So it's just disheartening that somebody thinks of women in that manner. It really is. I mean, maybe it's because I wasn't raised in that era, but even thinking about the stuff that my ancestors had to endure, it's not even being women, but being black, you know, and I'm not making this a race thing. It's not a race thing at all. We are talking about gender, but it is something that goes under the take into consideration. You know, I'm not saying any race had it better or any race had it, you know, had it hunky-dory than it was, because by all means, that wasn't the case at all. that wasn't the case at all. Even when you're growing up as a kid, as a little girl, we're being groomed. I'm putting my quote fingers up. Y'all can't see me, but I got my quote fingers up. We're being groomed to be the perfect wife, quote unquote, or the perfect mom. That's our role as women, as being the source of reproduction and you know, bearing children, because we had that quality. We were, you know, we were the trophies at the end of the day. Now I think about it, we were the trophies. And it's sad that instead of putting your trophies on display like you're supposed to, you know, and being proud of your trophies, we were the complete opposite. We was that trophy in a sense that was thrown in the garage. Nobody knows about. You know, and I say this in a sense of, I mean, it's probably like a horrible analogy that I'm using right now, but I say this in a sense of, you know, instead of being proud to be a woman, it's sometimes disheartening to say that you're a woman. Because it's like everything that's wrong in the world or everything that's wrong in society is because of a woman. I don't know. This is just something that goes through my head that I think of. I don't know. It could just be me. It could just be me. But it's like we endure so much. And then for somebody to sit there and say, oh, well, that's not fair. Wait, what? That's not fair? You know, domestic violence. Oh, that's not fair. Then we get into the whole aspect of the double standard. That is a whole nother show. Believe me, that's going to come up too. Then we get into the whole aspect of the double standard. And it's just hard. It really is hard to sit here and try to have this conversation and just hear how bad it is for women. I'm not saying all women, and I'm not saying all people do this, so please don't get me wrong and don't misinterpret what I'm saying. By all means, give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Right now, I got another caller coming in. The 347 area code. What's your name? What's your name and where you're calling from? Welcome to the Honey Suite.
Hey, man, what are you talking about? I missed the conversation.
Oh, hey, Charisma. I am talking about the whole aspect of being a woman. Being a woman, being a black woman, being a big black woman. Just the whole instance of being woman in today's society. I don't know if you've heard this, but I've heard this, that the reason that there's wars is because of a woman. The reason that the family structure is in disarray and our kids are running rampant is because women are raising our sons. I've heard this on more than one occasion from many different sources. Have you heard anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
No? Maybe I'm just talking to the wrong people. But that's what it is. It's like, okay, if it's the man's world, which they say, right, it's a man's world, then why is everything always the woman's fault? If something don't go right, it's because a woman didn't do this. Or if she's single, it's her fault. If she not married at a certain age, it's her fault. If her child get locked up, it's her fault. She's the one at home. She's the one, so she's doing something wrong. If the father's not around, it's her fault. Huh?
I don't know. We've got another opinion. Miss Star. Her name is Miss Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, because I'm hearing the whole concept of what you're trying to say, but I don't feel bad. Every time that I don't feel, I mean, we might have different, you know, outlook on things, but I don't feel that, you know, yes, women's always getting blamed for a lot of things. Yes, we are, you know, the person that's probably behind, you know, everything when it comes down to certain things, because we know more, you know, we know more than what men might know. But at the end of the day, you got some guys that take their kids from birth. And at the end of the day, if something happens to anybody's kid, I feel that everything ain't always a woman's fault. You know, men do get blamed as well as us females, you know. You have, but it just takes those real men to get blamed, mm-hmm. you know, and go through the same thing as us females go through. You have men that's like that. You have mm-hmm. men that seriously would sit here and would tell you that the same thing a female would go through from a dude, he went through that from a female, you know. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you got something that share with females feel or how they feel because you have sensitive people, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that women always getting blamed. You know, I think it's equal, you know, when you do have good men out here.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Star, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Al, Georgia in the building.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your input, folks. If y'all want to call in, y'all can, 805-830-8320. Thank you, Miss Star. And I agree with you in one aspect, but right now I'm playing devil's advocate because I really do feel that in some instances it's very disheartening. Like, we can even go as far as our government. You know, right now in 2013, there are women out there that are doing so much. Entrepreneurs, they're working in the factory, they're doing so much, but yet we still get paid less than a man do. That's proven fact. That's statistics. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying that, you know, men are to blame. You know, women, even when you're watching TV as a woman growing up, In the U.S. of A, I can't speak for no other place. I can only speak from New York City. But even when you're watching TV, they make it feel like, you know, if you're not a certain way, if you don't look a certain way, then it's unacceptable. You're not pretty. Your hair is not straight, then you're not pretty. Even looking in our school system, there was a few articles, actually, where the school implemented, if you have dreads, if you have curly, nappy hair, then that's not part of the school structure. Girl was kicked out of school because she had dreads in her hair. You get what I'm saying? Like, and it may go both ways, but this one stood out because I dare you sit up there and tell her her hair is in her natural state, that she can't go to school because she's unkept. What are you telling, you know, what is that telling to our kids? What is that telling to this black little girl that's in school and that's part of her heritage? This is not, you know, some fashion thing. No, this is part of her culture. This is part of her heritage. So who are you, the school district, to kick her out of school or say she can't come back to the school until she get a haircut? Because it's distracting. You know, but this is our society. This is our education system. You know, we as parents, as adults, you know, we're walking around here. I'm not saying it's bad for anybody. I know I do it. I wear wigs. I wear weaves. And I don't think I'm less pretty. I don't think I'm less than anybody because I do those things. But, you know, you got some people that sit there and say, oh, you're trying to be European. Wait, what? That's just my take on it. That was just my outlook on it, and I've gotten this, you know, because I am a larger woman. We've been looked down upon because you're so big. Oh, you're unhealthy, or you don't love yourself. You have low self esteem because you let yourself become fat. Wait, what? In a sense, I'm actually proud to be big because that really shows me that you're half my size, but you're not doing half of the stuff that I'm doing.
And that's
you know what I'm saying? And I think that at one point everybody needs to be a big girl. I do. I just think that everybody needs to be a big girl. Just so you can develop that thicker skin. As a woman, and then on top of that, as a black woman, I'm not even going to go into the whole women's history thing, like, you know, the fact that we've only, you know, was of value if we had a man by our side. If we're only of value if we were married at one point. If you were unmarried and you had children, you was not getting no, you was a Jezebel, you wasn't getting no respect, everybody was looking down upon you. Nowadays, you know, that's your fact that you're not married at a certain age or you don't have kids at a certain age. What's wrong with you? That's the first thing I ask you. What's wrong with you?
Okay,
so,
I mean.
But that's just my point. That's just what I'm saying, and that was just a question that came into my head for tonight's show.
You know, like you said, that's your opinion. You know, we have a different outlook on, you know, a whole lot of things, you know. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, you know, but, I mean, at the end of the day, being big has nothing to do with your personality. It has nothing to do with your appearance. It has nothing to do with if you have those things, I feel you could be the most biggest girl that they have, honey. But at the end of the day, if you well kept, if you, you know, going out, keeping yourself maintained and, you know, keeping a good attitude and a positive energy, I think, you know, you will have a lot of people. It doesn't matter. I mean, I know, you know, guys that would pretty much you go out with that love big woman, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what size you are. You know, it depends on your personality. It depends on, you know, within yourself, period, if you're able to keep yourself up. Now, when you're big and you're falling apart and you're just looking any type of way and you're not caring for yourself, then at the end of the day, it's going to be a lot of questions, not just from men. It's going to be a lot of questions from family. It's going to be a lot of questions from your friends. It's going to be questions from anybody, you know. So at the end of the day, I feel that if you're big, you can be able to maintain yourself. If you could be able to, you know, keep a positive outlook on things, at the end of the day, you'll be a perfect person. Like, somebody is going to find you attractive. Somebody is going to feel like I can, you know, work with her because at the end of the day, she has a great personality. She's well-kept, you know, and at the end of the day, I feel that I probably can make something, a future with her. So, I mean, you know, with the whole big thing, I just feel that, you know, only people who feels like it's a problem with big people or other people feel like it's a problem with them is because they is unsure of themselves. That's it. Because if you're not unsure with yourself, I feel that you won't have no problem. I know people who, well, cat, that's about 350 pounds, but they keep themselves looking real decent. They really smart. You know, they always work and they keep themselves maintained, you know, with the hair, like you said, with the weaves, the hair, the nails, you know, whatever makes their beauty and whatever they feel that's, you know, comfortable within themselves, you know. But I've seen them, I have seen it, and I have seen them marry with kids, you know, and living happy. So, the big situation, I don't feel that, you know, people's really asking those questions. And now these days, like you said, in this generation, honey, everybody's asking questions about any and everything. You got kids that's asking questions.
I definitely agree with you on that one. I definitely see your point of view. But, you know, I'm getting ready to take a break. Thank you, Ms. Starr. You can stay right there. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Once again, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. You are currently tuned into the Honey Suite. I am Ms. LaCrush Hearts, and the lines are wide open. Be right back. Hold on.
I'm sitting here. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. That's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby. If it's love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart.
R&B for your soul.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on, folks? Welcome back to The Honey Suite. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are already in the groove. I already played Kim, featuring Michelle Lissette, It's His Love, and Lila James with Raheem Devon, Mr. Unforgettable, and Mr. Incredible, or the other way around, something like that. But those are two songs that I do like, and they're on the playlist, so I decided to share them with you. All right, so tonight's topic is women. We're talking about women in society. We're talking about women in history. Give us your thoughts, 805-830-8320. Press that one. Also, hit us up on Facebook at WRPF Radio. And also on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. I got the Twitter open, so you can at me at LaCrush Hearts or at me at Phone Fan Radio, and I'll definitely get that, and we can just talk about it, okay? Right now I have Miss Star and Charisma out in Atlanta, Georgia, holding it down with me. Ladies, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Everybody's in the building right now. So we're talking about a little bit of everything. Miss Star and Charisma, when you think of your life growing up as a lady, as a woman, going to school, you know, kids can be real harsh when it comes to making fun, teasing, bullying. Have any of y'all experienced anything cruel like that? And you know, as far as not being a woman or just wishing that you wasn't a woman.
No.
Okay. Was you the bully?
I love being a woman.
You didn't pick on nobody as a kid, did you?
Man, yeah, no. I did that a little bit. I
mean, yeah, you did do it.
I did that a little bit.
That's not nice, Charisma.
I know, man.
Being a bully. No, I'm just playing. I know I've had some times where it's just disheartening, because the stuff that you have now, I didn't see that growing up. You know, I didn't see that growing up, as far as I've always been a big child, big woman, if you will. And I know when I was growing up, that was the worst thing ever. I remember getting punched in the stomach because I had titties before everybody else in the class. Now that I said that out loud, I can laugh about it, but it hurt when it was back then. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I remember coming home with a footprint on my face because I got beat up on a bus. It wasn't my fault though. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody. I think at one time or another, it may not be in everybody's characteristic, but I think what I went through as a person, being developed, as you will, before everybody else, putting myself out there, I think that made me into the person that I am now. You know,
I have a question. I want to know, when you were growing up and you saying that you were pretty much, you know, more developed than everybody else, did you ever have like low self-esteem about yourself as you growing up? I mean, if you felt like you was out of place when you was like about 11, 12 years old, 13 years old?
I wouldn't say at those ages. I would say younger. When I was younger coming up, I did feel out of place because I was bigger than everybody else. So I wasn't shopping at the you know, my shoe size when I was about, I'll say, when I was about 7 or 8, I was wearing grown folks' shoes at 7 or 8. So I wasn't getting the little kids, L.A. kids with the light-ups in the back. I didn't have a pair of those. I had to wear grown folks' shoes because I was big on that sense. So, you know, you can laugh at me. I don't care.
But, I'm laughing with you. You know you're going to laugh with you. I'm laughing with you, baby.
Exactly. Okay. But at one point, yeah. I tell everybody this. I didn't grow into my bigness or accept the fact that I was a big girl until I became an adult. because I had it coming from every angle. You know what I mean? You had it from the home front. You had it from the school front. You know, and like I said, they didn't have what they have now. They didn't have those type of clothes. If you was a big child growing up, I wasn't wearing the stylish clothes that I could wear now. I was wearing grandma clothes. And nothing on the front. I didn't know nothing about no Lane Bryant. Didn't know nothing about no Ashley Stewart or the Avenue. We didn't know nothing about that. We knew about wearing grandma old dress with all the flowers on it. And if it fit ill will. That's so what I know about. And I can say that, like, I, you know, I went to school, I was dressed, you know, to a T, but I was dressed as an adult. I wasn't dressed as a child. I wasn't wearing Asher Wash and Gitano and Jordache. You know what I mean? I wasn't wearing French toast. Who the hell is a French toast? I ate French toast, but I wasn't wearing French toast. You know what I mean? And then when I got older and I got into high school and elementary school, I started wearing a uniform. And when I had my uniform on, I was getting approached by grown men. I wasn't getting approached by my age guys. No, I was getting approached by grown-ass men, you know, calling my house, talking about, can I speak to them? Who this? You know, so.
Wow.
I was a hot ass.
Okay.
It wasn't my fault, though. But I say this, I did not accept my bigness until I became an adult and I was on my own and I started experiencing different things. I knew nothing about no big girl parties when you was growing up. You know, everybody around you was a size 2, and the fact that you was a size 12 was a no bueno. You know, that was no good.
Huh? Okay, but I mean, as you became, like you said, you mature, but you had control over that. I mean, as you turn into an adult at 18, you have control over that. You can control that weight. You don't have to feel like you're out of place. If you really want to take that weight down, I have seen it done, and you can, I mean, really take that time for yourself and believe and trust in yourself and take that time to be able to work that out and say, you know, at the end of the day, I want to do this for me because, you know, it's not for, it don't even have to be for anybody. You want to prove yourself that you can go down, you can lose weight, you know, and then you can actually, you know, take pictures as months go by to inspire other people, other big women, you know what I mean, to want to get out there and have confidence in themselves and feel that, you know, hey, you can change. That way you don't always have to sit there. You can change that.
And you're right, I can, but as my weight, and don't believe me when I say this, people, don't get me wrong, I have charisma, you know this for a fact, I have dropped down in weight. I'm not putting my 100% effort, I'm not trying to be skinny by tomorrow, I'm not trying to wake up and all my fat be in the bed. So to me, it's going to take a process.
It is taking a process,
but I can say this. The fact that I am doing what I'm doing now at the size that I'm doing, I have been told that I inspire women out there. And I think that's what helps me, and that's what helped me in turn do my best to keep myself up and keep going forward with the weight that I do have. It may not be the best weight. It may not be even healthy for me, but right now this is where I'm at. And right now, this in turn, like, people text me. I've had people inbox me. I'll even have people pull me aside when they see me on the street or in the corner or at a party or something like that and tell me that they appreciate what I'm doing. They like the fact that I'm doing. And you know, I hear what you're saying, but everybody don't want to lose weight. Everybody don't want to conform and be the size 0 or the, you know, every size should think they're sexy. Every size should think they're beautiful. Every size should think that they are a good look. And people say, oh, well, nobody can, I hate when people say that nobody can influence your self-esteem because it is of self. That's not true. I am built as a person, as myself, because of my environment. that is part of me. Where I am and who I am around and who I interact with is a part of me. Those are the things that built me from the day I was born. So if somebody is around me and they are negative towards me, and if I don't have the thicker skin or if I'm not built like that, then what they say, it does affect you. It does affect your self-esteem. It does affect who you believe yourself to be. If I look at TV and everything I see on TV is light, skinny, and long-haired, then yes, that does affect me. If the people I'm around try to dog me out because they claim they're giving me tough love, that does affect me, because those are the people that I'm around. Those are the people that are in my corner. Those are the people that I know, that I trust, and that I grow off of, and that I learn from, that's putting their negative thoughts upon me. So yes, that does affect you as a person. And then as yourself, as you grow, as you mature, and as you come to these experiences, that's when you learn that, yeah, you don't make me, I make myself. But at the time that this was going on, I was young, I was impressionable, you know, and it did affect me because, like I said, they didn't have all the services that they have now. I knew nothing about no big girl party. I knew nothing about no stylish clothes. I knew nothing about nothing that could help me with my self-esteem when I had all these people telling me that I wasn't the norm, that I wasn't acceptable, that I wasn't pretty. You know, and I say this, and I tell everybody this that I've talked to, because, you know, people ask you, well, how are you, you know, being big as you are? Because I think my highest weight was 420. My highest weight was 420, and I've been like that. And I've been like that for 10 years. It's only recently, in the last three, that I've been able to lose this weight and come down. And like I said, I'm not trying to be a size 2. I'm not trying to be a size anything. I'm trying to be me. And I tell this to everybody out there, the only person that can be you is you. I can't speak for you. I can't be your representative. I'm not trying to be. If you get inspired by me, then so be it. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. But I'm not doing this to be anybody's anything. But what you tell me, it does affect me. That's just my opinion on it. You know, in the perfect world, I would say, oh, when I was growing up, these people words didn't affect me. But that's not true. I'll sit here and get struck down by lightning if I told that to somebody, that what they said didn't affect me. Yeah, it affects you. It really does. But anyway, it is now, what, 9:43. Got 15 minutes to the top of the hour. Where did time go? It's like the show just started. Aye, aye, aye. But anyway, Charisma, you still with me?
Yeah.
Miss Star, you still there?
I'm still here.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So, Charisma, you coming back to Brooklyn anytime soon?
Girl, yes. I'll be on that bus Sunday.
Oh, mind you, folks, she said she was gone for 3 weeks. It's been 12. It's been 12 weeks, folks. Whole house has changed around since she's been gone. My cat done got skinny.
Nuh-uh, you lying, Max. Still I'm going to kick Max butt, too.
Huh?
Max still fat as hell. He ain't got skinny. If anything, he got fat.
Hey, hi, Max. Max mad at me because I ain't saw his bowl up.
See? That's why you talking.
Everybody follow Max on Twitter. Max at Max the Cat Vibe. He on Twitter. He got a Twitter page. Shout out to Max.
Did you really make that cat a page?
I really made him a Twitter page.
Oh, my God. You really got people following?
Yep. People are really following Max on Twitter.
You talk about Max. Him enough.
Yeah, they Max would, is awesome.
They would think Max was your boyfriend if they didn't know you was a cat. They didn't know he was a cat.
And that's, you know what? I have people sit up there and really text me about Max, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. On Facebook, people really texting me about Max.
And I tell them, and let me, I'm going to go on there and come in and tell them I'm going to kick him out because he done been all over my room with his hair.
Mm-mm. All he do is go to the couch now.
Well, he better stay. Oh, well, he. I can shake that off.
He go to the couch now.
Yeah.
Now he's just stepping on me because I feed him. But Max is awesome.
Yeah.
On his damn hair.
When he ain't bad.
He looking back at me with those big eyes. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on tomorrow, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central with Trinity Blake, swinging the Return of Swinger State of Mind radio show, SSOM, all the way live. So all our swingers and freaky people and people that just enjoyed the show last year, the beginning of this year, we will be returning tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. And Monday to Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's how we roll.
Is Black Report back? Is Black Reporter back?
Black Reporter is around. He just didn't call in just now.
Right.
He's somewhere. He going to call in soon, hopefully, but he around.
So what tomorrow's topic is about?
Tomorrow we're just going to be kicking it, getting reacquainted with people, because this is basically my first full week back. I don't really have, I'm still trying to get into the groove of things, so to speak. And tomorrow, me and Trinity Blake will be just filling in what people missed, what we've missed, and what we got planned for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's an hour-long show tomorrow, and then we're going to get right back into the nitty-gritty on how we do with Wild Out Wednesdays, the orgy questions, and all that good fun that we had last year. Y'all can always check out the archives, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And don't forget the website, phonefantasyradio.com. I will be right back. I'm going to take another music break because I can do that.
Yeah, you suck.
No, I don't. I'll be right back, though.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want.
can do what we want to. It's our house, we can love what we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to.
Radio.
What's going on? Welcome back to the Honey Suite. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and my phone lines must be out of whack. It must be something, because I got a phone number on here that I haven't seen in years. But anyway, I need to bring him on real quick, and also going to bring back my homegirls, Miss Star and Charisma out of Atlanta. But this man right here, the 317, Indianapolis. Is this the gingerbread man?
What's happening with you?
Hey! What's happening to you? How are you?
You know, making it day by day.
Ew, why you sound like that? What's wrong with you?
You got out of the hospital.
Ew, you all sicky, calling in all sicky. What's going on, Mr. Gingerbread Man? Say hi to my friend Charisma. You remember her, right?
Yeah, what's happening with you?
Hi.
I was up in track, and I said I'd call in and show some love.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Sick Man. Anyway.
What y'all got cracking?
We just chopping it up. I was actually going to end my show in a few minutes, but I just happened to see a number pop up on my screen. I was like, holy kryptonite. Is this the infamous?
Peekaboo,
right. Anyway, Mr. Gingerbread Man, we talking about your favorite subject, women.
Hello.
Yeah, we talking about women. We just talking about the history of women, the fact that it's a man's world, but women always being blamed for the destruction of it.
Well, I think that in reverse.
You think that in reverse? Men always being blamed for the destruction of the world?
Yes. Women around the world.
Everywhere around the world, it's a man's fault. Well, y'all do rule the world, don't y'all? Ain't
that
what it is? Man's world?
That's a woman's world nowadays.
Oh, it is.
Tables
have turned, huh?
Lisa Rice, Mrs. Obama, see the women taking over.
Oh. Women are taking over. I don't know. We'll know next term, next presidential election.
Oprah.
Oprah's gonna be what, president?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if Oprah could be president now. I think she's good where she at. I love you, Oprah. Huh?
You already run the world.
I know, that's right. When you can get a whole country to apologize to you because of a pocketbook misunderstanding. Oh. That's a fissure right there.
That's nice for money.
That is a fissure tissue right there. Whole country, Switzerland apologizing. Sorry for the misunderstanding, Oprah. We won't do it again. What? That's what's up, though. Shout out to Oprah. Gingerbread Man.
What's crazy?
I hope you feel better.
I'm working on it, taking it day by day, trying to get my body back together.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Day by day. And how's Junior doing?
He keeping it cracking, selling them books in school, getting them good grades.
Oh, nice. And those teachers spooning over his long hair.
Yeah, he in there.
That's what's up.
I like it.
Huh?
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, you know what? I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to keep everybody because this is only a one-hour show tonight. Yay! And as I look, time is up. It is 10 o'clock on the dot. So, folks, tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for the Swinger State of Mind with Trinity Blake and myself. And we're going to be back again next Monday after that. So, you know, mark your calendars, Monday to Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, on Blog Talk Radio. I am Miss LaCrush House.
Oh,
Heart. Oh. can't even talk right. I'm the Crush Hearts. There we go. And thank you to Ms. Star out of Atlanta and Charisma in Atlanta right now. Thank y'all for calling in. And Mr. Gingerbread Man, even though he's on his sick bed, thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. And on that note, I am signing off with a song, and I hope everybody enjoys their night. Goodbye.
Good night.
Start it. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we came in the game with no lane and the changes. These fuck niggas was taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face. Smiling your face. You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking a fire, my nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to it before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing this shit.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team.